Friends, King Jesus deals with the concerns of the citizens of his heavenly kingdom on earth. Yes, they live on earth, and like other people, they have earthly concerns. The usual earthly concerns are for material needs, such as food and lodging. Followers of Jesus the Messiah are reminded of their King's care. In Him, God is their Heavenly Father. Their identity is directly linked to Christ the Messiah King. They are called Christians. They enjoy the care of their Heavenly Father. Jesus reminds them of the divine providence which takes care of the needs of even the smallest creatures, such as little birds. He says, "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, what you will put on. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" Friends, the beloved citizens of His kingdom are not just regular creatures. They are the redeemed children of the Heavenly Father. So, in their earthly journey, they are to be consciously aware of His nearness and very special care. He wisely provides for their real needs, which are often different from what they want. Friends, Jesus the Messiah King is aware of the finiteness and weaknesses of His followers. They are naturally tempted to be overly preoccupied with material concerns that are not necessary for their well-being. As members of His holy kingdom on earth, He does not promise all they want, but all that is good for them. They are already taught to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," and so are encouraged not to copy the naturally self-centered thought patterns of fallen humanity. Instead, their first concern is about His good and righteous kingdom on earth. Their lives are patterned after His holy, self-giving life on earth. His beautiful instruction is clear. "Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we wear?' Your Heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Hallelujah.